Brother Drew.
Hello, friend. Welcome home to Chicago.
Good to be in Chi-Town, buddy. What's happening?
So much has happened in the last year, Gary, especially for you guys. Can we just get it out of the way? I feel like you got cheated by COVID, damn it. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. We did. We're still ticked off about it. But hopefully down the road, we'll put it together again when everything opens back up and do it right, you know? But that stupid pandemic. Drew, the whole world stopped, bro, like in a blink of an eye.
Right out of a movie. And so many memories of Rascal Flatts. You were the very first country concert ever at Wrigley Field. Hello.
I know. It's crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we played Wrigley that night, Live Nation had a Rascal Flatts flag flying over Wrigley Field, and we all got one. So that was so cool. I got it here at the house.
I was going to say, do you still have it? Where is it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's in my garage.
Our favorite memory of Flatts, though. September 2007, a show that had never happened before. The three of you sitting on a stage, an acoustic setting at Joe's Bar, and you are soaring vocals. Fans still tell me today what that show meant to them all those years ago. You're like, what? Huh?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It was just so awesome. Yeah, Chicago is just, it's had such, you know, we still get Portillo's for Christmas every year.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
And you're lucky because you get it shipped. You don't have to sit in the drive-thru line for 30 minutes every time.
I know it, right? Man, we love Chicago. It really is like our second home. And playing at Joe's Bar, too, is just amazing. Every place that we've played in Chicago has just been unbelievable.
Things we want to know about you, Gary. The last time you were scrolling your phone, you saw an ad, you clicked it, and darn it, you bought it.
Oh, that stupid Flex tape.
You did not.
I swear, that guy got me, man.
Does it work?
That guy got me. Only if you put it on wood.
Okay.
But, you know, it's supposed to hold this and that. And it, yeah, but the Flex tape is not, it's not great.
So you've had a lot of downtime in the last 12 months like the rest of us. What is your favorite movie quote?
Well, I watched Hoosiers again. That's my favorite movie, and I forgot about it because I hadn't watched it forever. But
did you just say Hoosiers with Gene Hackman?
Yes.
Greatest basketball movie ever.
Oh, I know it. But I hadn't watched it forever, and when he said, you know, there's two kinds of dumb. One guy that walks around naked and pees in the snow. And another kind of dumb is the same guy that does that in your living room. Well, the first one you don't really care about. The second one you kind of got to deal with.
Yeah, you do. I love that.
Yeah.
Gary, your favorite article of clothing, your go-to. It's old. It's worn. It is perfect.
My Ohio State shirt.
From college?
Yes. It's a college Ohio State shirt. I've had for about 18 years now. I've worn it on game day every day, but it's absolutely perfect with holes, rips. Mm-hmm. It's my go-to Ohio State shirt.
And you'll never get rid of it.
Never.
If we are walking into your kitchen right now, what is the one thing that is always in your refrigerator at your house, Gary?
Diet Mountain Dew.
Really?
Yep.
I've never heard anyone say that before.
Love it. Yep.
You should got to get you a sponsorship with them now. You probably already have one.
I know it, dude. I know it. No, I don't. I need to.
Well, we are super fans of you in Chicago. The song, How They Remember You, did you stand or did you fall? Those are the words that jumped out of me when I first played it on US 99. We love you in Chicago, and we want to see you soon, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you, brother, and you will. Yeah, I got a new, I've always wanted to do a gospel record, and my new Christian single, The Distance, is out right now. And
yeah, the video's got you dancing on a hill, looks like out in the middle of nowhere, a cool place to go peace out.
Yeah, that's at my ranch out here in Tennessee. Yep.
Oh, okay. See, you were bringing it all back, story weaving full circle. You got a new gospel project. You shot it on your own property.
Yeah, sure did. It was cheap. I didn't have to rent it for a day.
Got a good deal from the landlord.
Yeah, got a guy. Got written permission.
Gary, we wish you all the best. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me, man.
Take care.
All right, tell everybody hi.